for France Gall. She was a French Jaeger singer and won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1965. France Gall just passed away at 70. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Se répandre, pauvre Lola, faut savoir s'étendre sans se répandre, c'est délicat. Ne pas la surprendre, pas l'entreprendre, pauvre Lola, ne pas la surprendre, pas l'entreprendre, de but en bas. Il est des mots tendres qu'elle aime entendre. Tendre Lola, oui, quelques mots tendres devraient attendrir Lolita.
Chut. ce que ça va rendre, ça va dépendre. Pauvre Lola, ce que ça va rendre, ça va dépendre un peu de toi. On peut pas te prendre, tu dois t'en rendre compte, Lola. On peut pas te prendre jusqu'au calende grec, Lola.
That nearly wraps up the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Franz Gall. Nearly wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune to wrap up both. Then we're going to hand you over, apparently, to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. Sorry, I didn't know. I could have gone on and finished those other obits that I ended up cutting. I could do something wild and just go with it. There's a lot of you over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. You should tell me if I should do that. I mean, you know. Let's see. If I did the obits I have left, it'd only be another 20 minutes. So, totally up to you. I'll let you make the call, but I'm going to pretend that this is wrapping up tonight's episode and that I'm going to be back next week. I'm not pretending about that. For more silliness, for your stick-shaking action, you'll, of course, hang out with me all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat room. Okay, I got two go-forts. Oh, no. I do have to have somebody following me. So this is the end of the episode. Final tune. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned for your freeform goodness all week long on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Viens, suis-moi, je connais une route d'émail qui mène au pays de perles et de corail. Je suis un bébé requin au ventre blanc, aux dents nacrées. Dans les eaux chaudes, je t'entraînerai et sans que tu le saches, avec amour, avec douceur. Joli bébé requin, je vais te dévorer le cœur.
Bébé requin, bébé velours, bébé requin, bébé d'amour. Bébé requin, bébé velours, bébé requin, bébé d'amour.
Viens jouer, jouer à saute-mouton sur les vagues. Je vais te faire descendre dans un ciel de sable. Jolie.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
When I went down, my baby went up. Then she came down, and I went flying off.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Wait, can you talk one more time?
Hello?
Okay, one more time.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you? So welcome back to the show, everyone. Right?
Yeah. I'm so tired.
Try not to make it too obvious. Just kidding. Cool. Do you wanna... Okay, well, I guess we'll just cut straight to the chase. We'll waste, no haste. Do you want to tell them what the theme is for the night?
The theme is revisiting old themes, but with new songs.
That's true.
Semester.
That's true. Do you know what theme we just played two songs of?
It's the file.
You bet. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I kind of put it up like chronologically, so you know, by the time the end comes around, you'll forget like what the theme is, you know, because you'll be so caught up in the last theme. Like you'll be like, oh, what was their second week theme? All I can think about now is smile, which is all I ever think about. So welcome to my world. The audience could hear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, pretty embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
What's my username? Usually I do this before, but I was running a little late today. Sorry, everyone, that I was a few minutes late. But it worked out for the person before us because she was just finishing up a song. So it really was perfect timing. I did it on purpose. That's what I meant to say. But, yeah, I was on duty because I have that now. It's really weird.
Now.
Were you trying to say that in a joking way? Because
yeah.
It's really serious, okay? People's lives are in my hands, theoretically. You know, if I saw, I had to address a noise complaint. That's pretty big boy stuff.
You actually did?
I did. I said, hey, y'all too lit. And then they listened. And then, like, 20 minutes later, it was loud again. But they did listen for a second. See if that's the password. Darn it. Do you have any fun facts or anything, Alyssa?
Fun facts.
I have one.
Yeah.
Pokemon. Perfect. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go is still alive. People still doing it, hypothetically. I thought that was a very fun fact. I didn't know that about my phone, that it was capable of that, you know?
Yeah.
But, what, did you have a fun fact?
No.
Yeah, that's okay. Oh my god, I'm the first person, we are the first people to play You're With Me Tonight by the Beach Boys on the Smiles Session bonus tape. If that's not an honor, I don't know what is.
That's a fun fact.
It is. Should I play music again? Do you wanna take a little bit? Okay, cool.
Okay. Since you're the delegate from Kansas, will you kindly take the floor and tell us what is Kansas thinking? And what is Kansas for? Kansas is for the farmer. We stand behind man, and we need a firehouse in Topeka, so help us if you can. Cut!
about Utah, 'cause nobody seems to know.
Not so long ago, when a young boy from Chicago town stepped through his southern door, his boy's fateful tragedy I can still remember well. The color of his skin was black, and his name was Emmett Till. Some men, they dragged him to a barn, and there they beat him up. They said they had a reason, but I can't remember what. They tortured him and did some things too evil to repeat. There was screaming sounds inside the barn, there was laughing sounds out on the street. Then they rolled his body down a gulf amidst a blood-red rain, and they threw him in the waters wide to cease his screaming pain. The reason that they killed him there, and I'm sure it ain't no lie, was just for the fun of killing him and to watch him slowly die. And then to stop the United States of yelling for a trial, two brothers, they confessed that they had killed poor Emmett Till. But on the jury, there were men who helped the brothers commit this awful crime. And so this trial was a mockery, but nobody there seemed to mind. I saw the morning papers, but I could not bear to see the smiling brothers walking down the courthouse stairs. For the jury found them innocent, and the brothers, they went free. While Emmett's body floats the foam of a Jim Crow southern sea, if you can't speak out against this kind of thing, a crime that's so unjust, your eyes are filled with dead man's dirt, your mind is filled with dust. Your arms and legs, they must be in shackles and chains, and your blood, it must refuse to flow for you to let this human race fall down so god-awful low. This song's just a reminder to remind your fellow man that this kind of thing still lives today in that ghost robe Ku Klux Klan. But if all us folks that thinks alike, if we'd give all we could give, we'd make this great land of ours
a greater place to live. Branches where he's been gone. You can hear his long holler from way across the moon. That's the holler of the werewolf when he's feeling blue.
Okay, I think I did that right, but definitely not. Hello, do you want to say something? Hello? Did I do this wrong? Oh, I did it wrong. Do you want to say something again?
Hello?
Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
So...
I feel like it just sounds really like... loopy.
You sound loopy?
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be able to find out for yourself.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm supposed to read a PSA now, but I've never written one before, mostly because I can't read, and I've never had to before. But... okay. Number... So this is a PSA. Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. That was really hard. All those numbers, that was, like, actually challenging. When there were, like, commas involved. Did I? Could you hear me?
Yeah.
I mean, you would have done better. What do you think is the solution to all these prison problems that the U.S. is facing? I agree.
I was gonna say, hi, this is Alyssa, and this is 91.5 WLFO Tufts Medford Reform Radio.
You still got it. It's been a month and it was flawless.
There's definitely more or something, but it's okay.
No, that was everything.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
I can hear the little beeping thing.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about that until I'm listening to the recording. I don't know. Isn't the window, like, not supposed to be open or something? I don't open it. You heard it here first. Oh, did you hear that? Hey, this is a little insider information. Did you get that email that they installed cameras in the thing?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
They're going to think I'm a ghost.
Oh, my God. That's so spooky. WMFO is haunted? Question mark? Well, not a question mark. Yeah. Who do you think writes all this stuff on the walls? It's the ghosts. They're all riddles. Do you have any good? Do you have any good riddles?
No.
Have you ever heard that if you ever have to make a decision in life, you set your alarm clock to 1 o'clock in the morning, and someone wakes you up, and you talk for 30 minutes, and then you have to make a decision.
Do I have to do that now?
No, I'm just saying. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Really? I made up the 30-minute talking part, but like, yeah, like you're like, oh, do I go to this school or that school? And you like, so you set an alarm clock and you don't let yourself go to sleep until you think of something. And then the first, whatever you decide on, that's the one that you really want deep down.
Ask me a question.
Do you want me to ask a question?
Yeah.
What's Greta Gerwig's best performance that's not 20th Century Woman?
Frances Ha.
Interesting. I just remembered that she wasn't in Lady Bird, so that kind of makes my question easier than I originally intended. What's better, Lady Bird or Frances Ha?
Frances Ha.
Yeah, that's true. That's still pretty easy. What, Lady Bird or Mistress America?
Lady Bird.
Interesting. What's better, Lady Bird or Fantastic Mr. Fox?
God, I don't know. For the record, for everyone listening, don't like the movie Mistress America.
Mr. what?
Mistress America.
Oh, Mistress America. You do not like that movie?
No.
Like, what was it about? It was just about like two friends or something, right?
Yeah, it's like they're gonna be sisters, but they're not actually.
So it's like stepbrothers.
Yeah, but different.
Have you ever seen Step Brothers?
Yeah, don't touch my drum set.
Is that a quote?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I wouldn't know. I feel like a fraud. I really like Bill O'Reilly, though. I mean, that's a quote. Feel free to quote me on that. No, I meant to say John C. Reilly. I'm a big John C. Reilly fan. It kind of sounds like you're going to say John Cena to the untrained ear. But whenever you hear that come out of my mouth, it's going to be John C. Reilly. I remember in middle school, everyone would be like, you can't see me. Do you remember that? And wave their hand in front of their face. No. That was actually more elementary school. These kids probably shouldn't have been watching wrestling. That's kind of violent.
It's past my bedtime.
I think it has been for quite a while. Okay, I'll let you go. I'll continue playing Werewolf, which... I just want to add, this song that's playing, I love this song so much. It's so good. It's, like, so cozy.
Okay, I need to actually listen to it tomorrow.
Okay, I really like, this is just to the audience. Oh, also, the songs that we played, do you remember any of them? Do you want to say any of them? What was it?
I don't know off the top of my head.
It's okay. We also played The Beehive State, which is also a fantastic song. And that's because Alyssa went to Utah. That has to do with her...
That's false.
What was your favorite memory of Utah?
I flew over it, probably.
That's a good memory. Did you see any Mormons? Like a bird eye view of Mormons?
Yeah.
Wearing weird underwear?
Yeah.
It's not what they do. Anyway, and then The Death of Emmett Till by Bob Dylan, because I don't know if that one's too real, but that's the only one I could think of, because that was a teen death. Okay, whatever. Anyway, here's the next song. Everyone say bye to Alyssa. I mean, good night to Alyssa.
Good night.
Good night. How do I do it? There we go.
Does a werewolf eat somebody like you me? Once I saw him in the moonlight when the bats were flying. All alone I saw the werewolf and the werewolf was crying. nobody, nobody, nobody knows how much I love the maid as I tear off her clothes. Crying, nobody, nobody knows of my pain. When I see that it's risen, that full moon again, knows of my pain. When I see that it's risen, that full moon again. An old Igor told me, man, it's this little flute I play, but I never play in the light of day. Well, when you do play your flute, what do you play on your flute? Oh,
sometimes. Blare it in your Jeep so your peoples can stare at them rhymes. Real rhymes, not your everyday hologram. Even when ribs was touching, never swallowed the ham. You'd rather eat a sand sandwich salad. It might need salt like your man's bland ballad. A lot of stuff happens that the news won't tell yous. Blues on L juice, snooze all hell loose. Rake it, take it like the good, the bad, the ugly. Break it rolling through your hood in the caddy buggy. Butter softy, leather flossy, fatty juggy. Always threw me off when she told me daddy funk me. I'm like any who's seeds walking all out in the street without any shoes. I guess it's better than some funky socks. You need to get her some skips before she catch the monkey pox. Instead she wanna hit a beatbox. Take pills and make fake krills that sheetrock. Sing it, bring it back to your laboratory. While he's in his oratory, glorious like a horror story. The mask is like Jason. They told the place not to let the basket type case in. He could be some kind of wacko, waiting for the chance to heat the pipes like a crack hole. He busted in, blessed be the Lord. Who believe any mess they read up on the message board? If so, I got bridges for the Lolo. Same bitch will go dry, snitch it to the popo. Here, orange peel stokes for the whole tier. Feel like I've been gone over a year, came home to old gear. It was the shit when I first scooped it. At least I get to sit out in New York and curse, stupid. Plead the fifth, sip wine stiffly. Patiently come up and be spiffy in a jiffy. Gift for the grind, criminal mind shifty. Swift with the nine through a 5950. Well educated, he heard it when he meditated in deep data. Let her hate the creep plater. Dedicated cheap skater who keeps data. Say he stay self-medicated to sleep later. Side effects are similar to sugar pill. Whoever go next on the mic, he put a booger ill. And made his exit on some calm shit. Begged him on the regular for kegs of more vomit spit. Boom.
Three more weeks. The girl I came with, lying drunk on the floor. I don't remember her name, doesn't matter anymore. She's still got her shoes on, she's covered in her coat.
In Barcelona, it's called Mother from Spain. Bruce doesn't know this one.
Hello everyone, it's me. Yeah, sorry for that slightly unprofessional transition. I know everyone's super curious why, but I like changed the playlist, but it didn't change the thing in real time. So yeah, sorry you didn't get to hear a precipitation song. Originally, it was going to be Bjork and some teen with a deep voice that isn't King Cruel, but I changed it to J Dilla, Thunder, but that didn't play, so just pretend you heard it. And then before that, it was Jumping Fences by the Olivia Tremor control thing. And Party, obviously, both have to do with Sky Zone. Shout out to that. I really wanted to play, or not really, I could have if I really wanted to, but Get Into the Party Life by the Funkiest Man Alive, Lil Beaver. Besides my dad is also the funkiest man alive. And then, yeah, shout out to my dad, whose New Year's resolution was to keep it funky, or to bring the funk, or something along those lines. Speaking of funk, MF Doom said that word in the song Vomit Spit. That was much grosser to say than it was to read, so I apologize. I wasn't expecting that. Hence the sickness. And then also, there were a lot of kind of like abstract... Oh my gosh, I never picked a song from the 70s. Oh, just kidding. That was iZimbra, which played before that by the Talking Heads. Okay. But yeah, three more weeks, a little more abstract with the sickness theme. I feel like there were some of those that week. Is that not loud enough? Excuse me, sir. Okay. I hope you can hear some wonderful Christmas time in the background. I figured that song didn't need the main front stage, considering most people know that song. But now's the time to also plug McCartney 2, which is like the best album ever. I love it so much. I mean, not the best, but I really enjoy it a lot. And yeah, I really want it one day, because I want to hang it on my wall. It's just him kind of looking there. And I think the back cover looks cool too. But yeah, it's just him kind of enjoying himself. He deserves it once. Everyone deserves it once in a while. Oh, 10%. This is perfect timing. My computer's on 10%. I know you guys all just want to listen to Paul McCartney and I'm talking, but deal with it. This is my radio show, my rules. Just kidding. Oh, the next song. Okay. Bye.
Yeah.